As we go to the table of the Lord this morning, as God would have us come with discernment, that is, understanding the meaning of the elements at this table, that is, the cup of wine and the broken bread, and he gives us throughout his word the understanding and meaning of these symbols. So we go to his word. To gain understanding, and through that understanding, confidence. And in that confidence, we receive these elements by faith. In the 24th chapter of Exodus, it reads, "And he said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou, and Aaron, and Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. God would always have us understand there was a separation between ourselves and him. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. Let's just continue on and read. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. If in our own power we only could. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under a hill, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord had said we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning these words. The picture in the Hebrew is kind of gross. You know, they were how do I want to say? He dipped, like, if you would, a wicker broom in the blood and sprinkled it. No, splat the blood on the people. And he said, look at this, pay attention to this. The blood of the covenant, which the Lord has made with you concerning these words. After the sprinkling of the blood of the covenant, it says, then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw God and did eat and drink before the blood, worship afar off. After the blood of the covenant, they had fellowship with God. And they did eat and drink. Nothing they did allowed them to come and have fellowship with God. But the sprinkling of the blood, and the full meaning of the blood, is found in the New Testament. You know, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And Jesus said, take and drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. We go all the way over to 1 Peter. First chapter, the second verse. He's speaking to Christians and gives them this understanding: you're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Through the sanctification of the Spirit. The separating that God does. unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This word translated obedience in the Greek is hupakoye. And it speaks not of perfect performance, but of hearing, of running to the voice of the sayer, of hearkening diligently. We go back to that passage. What does it say? And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord had said we will do. They said it earlier, but here they add, and be obedient, we'll listen to God. It is from start to finish in his word revealed, it is by the blood of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. Not because we're perfect as deserving to be with God, but discerning our unworthiness and discerning we are made worthy by the blood of Christ. This is the message of God. And as we come to this table and have fellowship with God, we come understanding the source of our fellowship, and it is Jesus, his life, his death, his blood, which covers all those who diligently hearken unto his word. Peter says of those people, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. We take this cup. Thanking God for the hearing of His Word. In Jesus. He says grace. And peace be multiplied. It is enlightening to go back to Isaiah 53 and read those words that says, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. Fifth verse. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Peace in the Hebrew, shalom. In the ancient Hebrew, it's spelt no vowels in that alphabet. It's shin, lamed, vav, mem. The ancient Hebrew was a ancient Hebrew, not that of the Masoretic text that we have today, but going back behind that. The shin, symbol of teeth. The lamed, the shepherd's staff, symbol of authority. The vav, a nail, that which binds. The mem, a symbol of water. What, God destroyed the earth with water. It's a symbol of chaos. If we put it together, it means to destroy the authority of the one that binds us to chaos. What's your chaos today? Is it sickness? Is it provision? Is it some other thing? This word, shalom, encompasses health and well-being, even prosperity. Oh, hear the words of the Lord. We hear the words of the Lord and we run to the Sayer. The form of running here is taking this bread, symbol of His body, with the understanding He destroyed the authority of the one that binds us to chaos. Jesus Christ destroyed the authority of the one that binds us to chaos. A name of God is Jehovah Shalom. His word declares He has done it. We have heard it. Our job, therefore, is to take eat it with thanksgiving. not only for his grace, but for his shalom, that which we have in Christ Jesus. Amen.